All right, everybody, we are sitting here in Green Room M121 here at Richmond Raceway. I'm your host, Adam Cheek, for frontstretch.com Stock Car Scoop. Michael Massey is sitting beside me. We just saw an interesting race at Richmond. Seemed like not a lot of people liked it. I thought it was interesting strategy-wise, which seems to always be the case. Popularly, it's not very well-received. But it seems like the strategy always comes to play at Richmond, especially in the spring. Denny Hamlin did what he did a couple of years ago, made a strategy call, carves his way through the field a little bit. Didn't quite get there this time, but he had a caution to help him out there, ends up getting the win. Michael, what did you think about this race kind of overall before we get into anything specific?
Yeah, I think, any of the negative feedback is a little unwarranted because I think, the first, third of this race was excellent. The last... Maybe eighth of the race was good. It was really good. The middle part, yeah, it got a little boring.
It's too many fractions now.
Yeah. but I mean, there was one specific moment, we'll get to that moment later, but they kind of ruined, the middle chunk of the race, mm-hmm. the strategy element of the race, which is kind of the go-to here. It's a strategy track where it's all about when you pit, whether you stay out and run long on the old tires or you come get tires right away and have be able to lay down some hot laps to catch up to the competition. So yeah, we were kind of robbed of that part of it, but still I thought it was an interesting race. And I think if that final caution doesn't come out, mm-hmm. we have a different opinion of this race. It's just another Truex stinker, but yeah, I liked it though.
Yeah, I did too. And we saw guys kind of come and go a little bit. I thought Christopher Bell, they made a strategy call that I thought that the way they were rolling, I thought they were going to have a shot at the win, making a Mobile One Pegasus sweep of the weekend because Chandler Smith won on Saturday. But he ends up getting a pit road penalty. But the moment you're talking about is in stage two, Kyle Busch kind of hits the wall. After the race, Elton Sawyer, vice president of competition, said that they didn't know what it was. They thought it might have been a brake failure or a flat or something, but it very innocuous, and a caution ends up coming out for it, and that's the moment you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like he breathed on the wall. It just barely grazed. Mm-hmm. What the contact he made with the wall is what they do every lap at Darlington. Mm-hmm. And it's not a caution there. So why was this a caution? The rest of the race, I was sitting there watching it. And I think Blaney got, when Cindric hit Blaney and knocked him up high, I was like, why was that not a caution? And, the whole rest of the race, there's so many incidents just like that where why was that not a caution? And the worst part is it's inconsistent. If stuff like that was always called that way. But a few weeks ago, we had it at Atlanta where it was Michael McDowell and William Byron spun trying to get to pit road. And it's two cars, wrecked cars. They hit the inside wall. They're sitting stopped on the track.
Yeah.
And NASCAR didn't call a caution because it was in the middle of a pit cycle and they didn't want to screw it up. Well, what did this caution do? It screwed up a pit cycle. So what are they doing? Like Larson was going to carve his way through the field. It was really fun watching him. He pitted later. It was on a different strategy from those guys. So he was carving his way through the field. It was probably going to win the stage. Instead, he can't get there because everybody pits again. They're all on the same tires. Mm-hmm. So it just ruined. Alex Bowman, he finished third in stage one. He got caught a lap down there. Or no, he ended up getting lapped.
He ended up getting lapped,
because of that, because it sent him to the rear of the field. So yeah, it's just, it really screwed up. And it just messed up the different strategies so that everybody's on the same tire. Everybody's on the same strategy. They're all running the same times, so they can't pass each other. It killed the middle portion of this race.
Yeah, well, we ended the race with a little more chaos. Because Martin Truex Jr. is storming around pit road. He's mad at everybody. You had Kyle, the end of the race was set up because Kyle Larson gets contacted by Bubba Wallace, ends up spinning, I think, farther down into the infield on the Richmond Raceway front stretch than I think we've seen a car go down in a very long time here, because no one ends up spinning that far down on the front stretch there. But So that brings out a yellow, and this changes everything. Pit cycle, Denny Hamlin, lightning fast stop. Gets out in front. Truex loses a spot. Logano loses a spot. Did Denny Hamlin jump the start? Elton Sawyer said they deemed it good. So that's not an issue. But Truex was upset at the way he had been raced. He was upset at losing the race. A lot of dramatics on pit road after this one. A lot of drivers talking to each other.
Yeah, I think with Truex, it's just a lot of heat of the moment stuff. Mm-hmm. Where it's the fact that he won, he had this race won. Mm-hmm. And he had it just ripped out of his hands in just a cold-hearted fashion with that wreck from Larson, Bubba Wreck and Larson. And so I think that he was already in a sour mood from that. So just every little thing agitated him mm-hmm. after that. That's why he was mad at Hamlin for, you know, blaming him for jumping the restart and mad at the way Larson raced him at the end. Like, Truex tracked down his own teammate and made contact. Like, you're only hurting the guys at your race shop that have to work on both cars. But I get it. It's heat of the moment. And then Bubba Larson, it seemed like there was no hard feelings there. Yeah. Even though they have that history from 2 years ago where Bubba shoved Larson after they wrecked each other. It seemed like it wasn't intentional and there was no hard feelings there. So I don't think that'll carry over. But yeah, the Truex thing, I can't see any of that stuff carrying over either. Just Richmond, just short track racing, tempers flaring.
Well, between Joey Gase throwing the bumper on Saturday and all the stuff tonight, maybe short track racing's back.
Hey, and also Daniel Suarez didn't. You know, he didn't exactly negate the possibility of paying back Josh Berry at some point.
Well, they were running behind each other midway through this race, and I thought something was going to happen, but then they weren't close enough. But, I mean, short track next week, Martinsville, maybe that happens. But the big thing tonight, the historic moment tonight, was that NASCAR used wet weather tires in a points cup race for the first time. They had only previously done this with trucks at Martinsville and cup at North Wilkesboro last year with All-Star. What were your thoughts on this? Because I personally loved it. Because the rain was slacking off, wasn't quite done. Track certainly wasn't dry, but they made the decision to go for it.
Yeah, I thought it worked out brilliantly. Like, kudos to NASCAR for going ahead, starting the race on time. Like, the first 30 laps were the best racing, just pure racing mm-hmm. that we saw all night where people could actually pass each other. It was about tire wear, conserving tires. I really thought that first 30 laps was great, and I wished they had actually ran like 40 laps or 50 laps or something, just stretched it out a little longer. I don't know. It was really good. I wish that was the tire, not just the wet weather tire, but the tire period that they use going forward.
Yeah, it was entertaining. It was a lot of fun to watch. We were worried the race would get, you know, if not postponed, at least delayed. Mm-hmm. And we'd have a late, I mean, it is 12:45, so it's still a late night either way. And I was like, you know, they just need to get to halfway, right? And I was tweeting out the halfway tracker. Like, we're getting mm-hmm. closer and closer and closer if the rain sets in. And there were drops starting to fall during post-race. Didn't set in, but the rain came back after the race. But the vortex theory might be intact. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the wet weather tires, I thought, were awesome. I enjoyed the racing. We saw Bubba and Larson going at it there for the lead, which was awesome. So I think this was a successful weekend.
Yeah. Oh, that battle with Bubba and Larson early on, where they were side by side.
Yeah.
And, like, one was pinching the other, and the other was bumping back. And that was great for, like, 15 laps or so. That was beautiful. And it was just... I'm so glad we got this in, and we're not coming back tomorrow. So that's victory number one. Wet weather tires, victory number two. Good night. Good night. What could have been a bad night ended up pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, good race.
Good race.
I enjoyed it. So that's going to do it from Richmond for us. We got Happy Hour coming up this week. We got Through the Gears, and we got Bringing the Heat with Brian Nolan. And so stay tuned to Front Stretch on Twitter, on YouTube, and you can check out my sidebars. I wrote about Bubba Pollard yesterday, and I'll be writing about the wet weather tires today. And Michael, you wrote about Martin Truex Jr. and all the kerfuffles today. So check all those out, and we'll be with you guys from Martinsville next week.